You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Welcome to an incredible journey with internationally renowned lawyer of attraction, Paula Kidd Casey. Applying the skills gained over 40 years of practicing law, Paula uses facts, logic, and science to prove the validity of the Law of Attraction. Join Paula each week as she explores unique concepts, allowing you to rediscover the wisdom of the ancient masters, all while weaving in the science that proves magic really does happen. If you yearn for a life change or want to rediscover your passion, then share the path with Paula and begin to love your journey every step of the way.
Hello. Welcome to my show, The Law of Attraction. This is Paula Kidd Casey on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. We are here for another week. Woohoo! We've all made it. We're all good. We're all have electricity and running water, and we have the internet, and we have each other. So I can't think of anything better right now. I want to welcome you to my show, and I am so honored and blessed to have the guest that I have today. I got to tell you, I'm not even sure how we connected. I don't know if I sent them an email or they sent me an email, but I have Michelle Blood, who is an enlightened master. In this world today that we need so much of this light, she has such an amazing story. She was a singer. She was in a rock band in Australia, got into a horrible accident, was extremely injured, and literally learned to heal herself from affirmations, from the book Think and Grow Rich, from understanding vibrations, from understanding energy. And then she learned how to take it to the highest level that I've ever met anybody with. So I am so blessed to be able to share her and her message and this information to everybody in this time that we feel kind of uncertain and we feel a little off balance, and we shouldn't. We are connected to our higher selves and to each other and to the universe and to this light, and we just have to be aware of it. And Michelle is here to explain that to you. So we will be right back with one of my favorite people in the whole world, Michelle Blood. And we are back with my guest star, and I am so excited. It's Michelle Blood. Michelle, thank you so much for being on my program.
Thank you, Paula. I just love that we're like-minded and that you're bringing out such positivity to the world. It's wonderful. So,
congratulations. Thank you so much. I don't know how we were attracted to each other, but we got connected, and I said, oh my gosh, I want her on my show because she is just a fireball. You've got to get on her website and see what she does. But she is a transformational teacher. She's a singer. She has worked with Bob Proctor, Brian Tracy. I mean, she is the real deal. So I am so excited to have you here. And I want you to share with my listeners kind of how you got started. Tell us your journey, because I know you were over in Australia, but you're now in California. So tell us your journey, because you've got an amazing story.
Well, it is an interesting journey. It's I was a singer since I was five on TV, and I had my rock bands and all that sort of thing for years. And I was on purpose. I loved my life. I loved writing music. I loved performing.
You were on
very, very tough being in a rock band in Australia, though, because you've got to travel miles and miles in between each gig.
Right.
And I was the manager of the band, the singer of the band. You know, we had our agents and everything. I dealt with everything. So I was just on top of the world. Loved my life. I'd never really heard about motivational seminars or positive thinking books or anything, because who knew it? Who needed it when you're, you know,
when you already do it? I mean, really, you were an unconscious confident, right? You were doing it without really even maybe even knowing how you were doing it.
Yeah, that's an interesting term. I like that, unconscious competent. It's a very good
that's
term.
That's Bob's term.
Yes,
Bob Proctor's term.
Yes, it is. Anyway, so one night on a way home from a gig, the driver, we all took turns in driving. There was a big truck with all the equipment and everything. And anyway, so he fell asleep and we hit a telephone pole. And I was seriously, like really, really seriously damaged, my body, broken bones everywhere and hip bone completely cracked off, the whole nine yards. And so I was in the hospital for months and months and months, many, many long, long, painful operations. It was agony. And so I was as you could imagine, quite depressed.
Oh, my.
You know, saying, you know, if you do ever walk again, you'll have a permanent limp and there'll be many, many things you won't be able to do. And I was a crazy person on stage. I used to do cartwheels, jump on top of the speaker boxes, you know.
You still do on some of your videos.
Yeah, well, back again now, yeah. But
oh, yeah, anyway. See, okay, there's a miracle. So, yeah, okay.
Yeah. So I was depressed. So people started, fans and different people started sending things to me in the hospital, and one of them was Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, an audio version with Earl Nightingale.
Oh,
now, what is a female singer, pop singer in Australia, more rock actually, why did that change her life? Why did that audio program change her life? And it's speaking about men like Henry Ford from 100 years ago or something. And how they became successful. But it wasn't any of those parts of the book. It was the part where he's talking about how he helped, through auto-suggestion, affirmations, heal his son who was born with no hearing.
I love that story.
To be able to hear.
Yes.
That's what it did it. I was like, oh, my God, something lit up within me. And I just said to myself, self, they're telling you all of these terrible things. So how about you at least attempt to do this auto suggestion. Okay, so Napoleon Hill said you have to say something that you want to be true, and it has to be stated in the now that's not true now. And so I was like, well, I'm not healed. So I said, okay, I am healed. And I didn't love myself. I was quite depressed, almost suicidal. So I said, I know I am. I love myself. I didn't love myself. So I am healed. I know I am. I love myself. I am my friend. I am healed. I know I am. I love myself. I am my friend.
No, that
doesn't work. So I just said, oh, giving that up. That doesn't work.
You said it doesn't work because you said it four times and it didn't work.
No. I said it more than that. I'm exaggerating.
Okay, okay.
I mean, I did it for about 3 days and I just didn't feel any change in vibration or anything. I had an epiphany. Okay. Napoleon Hill said, this was the big epiphany of my entire life, Paula. Napoleon Hill said, you have to emotionalize it for it to be planted into the treasury of your subconscious mind. That is the secret. Your thoughts create your reality, but only if you believe them. And I was like, oh, my God, I've written jingles for years for advertising agencies and sang all my songs. You can't get a song out of your head, want to.
So that is so true.
I'll sing it. I am healed, I know I am. I love myself, I am my friend. And I got someone to bring in a recorder and I sang it over and over and over again. And I added some nice spiritual affirmations: as the healing light of the universe surrounds me and flows through me, I know that I am healed. And I listened to it over and over again and I had miraculous healing, absolutely miraculous healing. The doctors said it was. They said, we're not allowed to say that, but it is. It's amazing.
No, it is. It's miraculous.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know how it happens and it happens, you call it a miracle. But you know what? You know how it happens, right? I know how it happens. It's all frequency and vibration. And
Yes.
I mean, it's all that. You know Dr. Joe Dispenza, right? He kind of has that same story.
No, I don't know him. Oh,
okay, well, he's a chiropractor that got hit by a van twice in the same day.
Oh my God.
And they said he could never walk. And he did the same thing. He just said, F you, I'm going to walk.
Right.
He did it. So anyway, go on. I love your story. How exciting. So how long was it from the time you, and I love your voice. Oh my gosh, I love your voice. How long from the time you started that before you really saw some results?
Listening to it every day over and over, just pressing replay, still in the hospital. I was supposed to go to physiotherapy for months. I went for 1 week and I was walking.
Wow.
In high shoes.
High heels. Oh my gosh. You are a glutton for punishment.
In high heels. And the miraculous thing is I was told never again walk in high heels. And I'm 5 foot, so I've always worn 6-inch heels, like forever. My brother said, I'm sure you must walk out. You must even go in the shower with high heels on. Yeah. Anyway, so another miraculous thing happened. I was told to never do that, so of course I did it.
And you got to wear high heels. That's another miraculous thing.
And where the spine had been fractured, it fixed itself because my body was used to being in high heels all the time. So it fixed itself. over a month of me wearing high heels. And the doctor just said, this is craziness. I don't know how this is all happening for you, you know. So anyway, so some journalists in Australia found out about my healing and these affirmation songs, and they said, can you, you know, make some more? And I'd already started going into the studio and professionally recording some just for my own use, because I heard Reverend Ike talking about being a magnet to money. So I wrote a magnet to money song. I wrote persistence song. I wrote about divine love.
That's chapter 13 of Think and Grow Rich, persistence.
Yeah. So I wrote all these great songs for me to listen to. And so they put me on this TV program. And then all of these promoters started calling me up and saying, have you heard of Bob Proctor? Have you heard of Deepak Chopra, Wayne Dyer? And I'm like, I have no idea who any of those dudes are.
Really?
No idea.
What year was that? Tell me what year that was.
That was, I guess, 94.
Okay, okay. So that was kind of before the curve. I mean, you know, they were making a name, but they weren't household words like they are now. So
no, they were pretty big. They were still pretty big, but not like they are now. But Deepak Chopra and Wayne Dyer were, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I just never been in that circle of consciousness.
Right.
So
right.
Anyway, they said, we'll pay you $5,000 a gig, and all you got to do is get up and sing one of your affirmation songs, talk a little bit about how they work in between all these speakers. And I was like, what? I mean, even though I toured all over the country, I was not a magnet to money. We sort of evened out because we didn't really care, because, you know, you have to have huge hits internationally for you to start getting royalties back.
Right.
Anyway, so, and they said, if you can make your seed, you know, some CDs, cassettes, and we sell them at the back of the room. Right. The first one I went to was in Adelaide, Australia. There were 3,500 people there, all to see these speakers I'd never heard of. And Deepak Chopra afterwards came up to me, and Stuart Wild, who I really love, actually, he's a great guy, and they said, this is wonderful. This is what we've been teaching for years. Bob Proctor, when I worked with him and his own individual events, the promoters again got me to come in. He didn't want me to sing. He said, I don't need a singer. I'm Bob Proctor. I mean, really don't need
Bob
a singer.
I can hear him say that.
Yeah. And not egotistically, just what are you doing? And they said, no, wait, you've got to see what the audience does. She gets them to sing along these affirmation songs. We put the lyrics up on the back, and it's just absolutely, it gets them going. And so by the evening, mid-evening, when there was a break, he came backstage and he said, this is what I've been teaching for years. This is it, Michelle. And I'm like, duh.
Well, because music is vibration. Music is frequency. Yeah. Music can raise your vibration so quickly.
Exactly.
And it's brilliant that you did that.
And so he said, I just want to work with you. I want to see if I can write lyrics. I'm going to send you to Malaysia. I'm going to send you all over the world with me. He said, this is brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And he just said to himself, his divine self, I'm going to learn how to write lyrics. The first lyrics he wrote, I couldn't believe it. They were so good. And I said, this is awesome. And I said, I'll absolutely be able to put melody and music to it straight away. So I went and, you know, wrote some music to go with it and recorded it. By the time I saw him again in a week, it was recorded professionally. He was like, yes. So then we go into the studio, and the first program we do is New Paradigm. So we're writing all of these different things. And he said, no, you write a song about this particular song, and action and persistence and, you know, and risk taking. And he just loved what I ended up doing with his lyrics. You know, we co-wrote quite a few songs. I've written about 400, but he co-wrote about 15 of them. And he has them on a lot of his programs.
Never heard this story about Bob. What an interesting story.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing. And what an amazing thing that you two came together, right? Because it was meant to be.
Synergy. Perfect synergy.
Yes, synergy. Perfect. So then tell me what happened after that.
Well, after that, my band were doing really well in Australia. Okay. I had a new band I put together. And we were doing so well. But my spirit, because of doing all these affirmation songs, my oscillation, my vibration, my frequency was much faster. And I was beginning to see things that I couldn't see before, and opportunities. Ooh. And ways to bring light to people. I found a love for the divine that was just overwhelmed me. I wanted to find God. I wanted to find someone who knew God.
We all know God. We are God.
Yes. Yes. But, you know, an awakened person.
You need a mentor. Does somebody help you get there? All right.
Yeah. An enlightened person is what I was looking for. And there's only a handful of those in the world at any one time, you know. And so I, much to my bands, they were so pissed off, particularly the wives. You know, you can't break up the band. I said, no, I'm going. I've been offered to go overseas with Bob Proctor and do seminars and work with him, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm sorry, guys. So I left Australia and went to Malaysia, and before I knew it, within 3 months, one of my songs that I'd written before I knew Bob Proctor, You Can Do It, I translated it into Bahasa Malaysian, had someone help me learn the language, and it was a hit record before I knew it in Malaysia. And then I had all these promoters in Asia having me come and do all these big concerts. And so I started singing a lot of songs in Bahasa Malaysian. And then Bob Proctor said, look, the Prime Minister right now has a vision for 2020. He wants this country to have all of these great things happen. Even though it's a Muslim country, back then it was very free, very prosperous country and beautiful people, monkeys roaming the streets. I loved it. I loved it. And I loved working with Bob. And so we did a song called Motivation for the Nation, which I then went ahead and got all the big stars in Malaysia, pop singers, to sing it with me. And we called it Motivasi Untuk Bangsa. And it was a huge hit. 4 months after we released it, we were on stage with 300 people. Bob wasn't there at the time. And 50,000 people in the audience singing along
the Motivation creative. For the Nation.
We had visualized that happening in that arena. 2 months beforehand, Bob and I went there and he said, let's visualize it. Let's visualize 25,000 people. And I said, well, you always say double it. He said, okay, let's visualize 50,000 people. And that's what happened.
That's amazing. Well, I noticed on your website, you said your purpose is to become enlightened. Our purpose is to become enlightened.
Yes.
And everybody can become enlightened, right? So do you have a definition of what you consider enlightened?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good. Share it with us.
Oh, yes, absolutely. See, what happened to me was I went searching everywhere for a teacher who was enlightened. And I met my friend John, who's in business with me now, and he had not just an enlightened teacher, but one at the level of Jesus the Christ or Yogananda, which is called a Mahasiddha. Uh-huh. And he said he'd left the body, but one of his students apparently had become enlightened. And John said, look, I know that you can feel vibration. He said, so can you come to this event and see if you think she's enlightened? And a beautiful young American woman, but I saw light coming out of her hands and I kept rubbing my eyes and I felt these waves, which I now know is Shakti, waves of light coming through me, my ears, but my eyes were all tearing up and I was like, oh my God, this is the person. This is the person I've been looking for. She is enlightened. She is consciously one with God. Her kundalini has awakened and her spiritual name was Kundalini. And I just felt tears of bliss and happiness because I found my home and I was so blessed that she agreed to teach me as a student in her sangha. And like a very modern sangha, not a house, not a retreat. You just meet in hotel room, ballrooms, and she transmits light and teaches you how to practice meditation. And eventually after a few years, very rare thing happened that I wasn't expecting. I had this experience of going through, like, you've seen the Stargate movie where they go through that tunnel of light?
Uh-huh.
So after a few hours of meditation one day, I went through this tunnel of light and into all these different dimensions, and it kept happening to me over and over again until one day it was like the sky split open and I was one with that light, no more a witness. My kundalini had awakened. And it took years for me to get used to being like that because what happens is
you just gave me so intense, literally. Oh my goodness.
Intense love for every person. You can see everyone. You can see exactly who they are, their hurts. You have so much compassion. You no longer judge. You're in it's like this continuous moment. So you have no fear again. Because fear is only projecting into the future something that could or could not happen. And after a few years and experimentation, I realized I could transmit light to other people as well. And healings happened and miraculous things were happening to people. So that's how I started my own Sangha, which isn't really a Sangha. It's just, you know, we meet maybe once or twice a year in person, and we've got people from all over the globe, doctors, lawyers, musicians, piano teachers. I mean, just dentists. Yes. I mean, just people from all.
Oh my God, you let dentists in?
From all different walks of life, from all different age groups. And we call it the Mystical Experience, and it's a website where you can watch all the free videos, and people become a member of that and they get light transmitted. They are in the aura of this lineage of the eternal light. So it changes their consciousness. It shifts them. They end up beginning to do new opportunities. Great things happen to them. And it's all through me being plugged in now and transmitting light to them and with an intention. I don't do it. All I do is set the intention, the prayer. Right.
And the power comes to and through you.
And it comes through. And yes, it is intense. And it's all I can say is you've really got to keep your body fit. You've got to be really healthy.
You do, because it's really hard to navigate these things. Well, I mean, what a blessing. Number one, I love the fact that something horrible happened to you in the past, but something amazing came out of it, right? I love the journey. I love how that we connect the dots. We can't connect them at the time. When you look back, you connect and go, oh my gosh, if I hadn't been in that car wreck, this wouldn't have happened and this wouldn't have happened. And what a blessing you are to people that you can do this. And I noticed one of the things on your website is that connecting with the now is so important, because that's all there is, right?
And there's only the moment.
There is, because we fear something in the future and it's not going on right now. I mean, so I love that, because that's got to be huge in what you teach, right? And then you talked about, I don't know if you really talked about the book, but psycho-cybernetics, as you were talking about cybernetics and psycho and setting your, and have you read that book?
No.
Okay, well, that's a big book with Bob. It's psycho-cybernetics, and it's everything that you teach and I teach, that we have to reprogram our subconscious mind because we're on that thermostat, and our belief system gets us until we actually start our new belief system. It's hard to vibrate at a different level. So do you?
Oh my God! Yes. Yes.
Oh my God! Yes.
I mean, it's like, but the thing, Paula, is that it's so simple. Anyone can do it. Everyone is born with the Kundalini at the base of their spine, the blood force of the eternal, and everyone has a mind, can think, they can decide. And once you begin to oscillate at a higher frequency, you do see opportunities. You begin to resonate with what you do want. So, of course, it manifests into your life. And that is how I end up being in love with God and on that particular pilgrimage, because my music was never about to make money or to do this or to do that. It's just that I loved to do music my entire life.
You had to express this, right? You had to express what you came here to express.
It healed me. And so when you have pure intention in that way, beautiful things just happen for you through your divine presence, your higher self, your true self. So anybody can do visualization and do affirmations and begin to oscillate, but you have to be persistent. You have to do it every day. And okay, I had incentive because I wanted to walk again, right? So right. You can say that that's egotistical or selfish. I don't care what the reason is that you want to begin to change your life. It doesn't matter. The beginning doesn't matter. It just matters that you begin, because you have the divine presence within you. You've got to let that diamond come forth and bring light to this world. I mean, it is our birthright to experience it, and it's our privilege to give it as well.
Is such a perfect time for that message to get out there, because although people may not be able to walk physically, I mean, you know, they're hurting spiritually, they're hurting inside, they're lost, they don't know what their next steps are, they're searching for something, and it's so close, it's inside of us. But until somebody explains how you get to that level, you know, because our subconscious mind controls what we do 95% of our day, and we don't even know we're on autopilot, right? We don't even know.
That's the Maya.
Yeah.
It's the collective consciousness of the planet pretending to be our truth, and it's not.
And us changing our consciousness can change the collective consciousness, don't you think? I mean, it's the ripple effect. It's the ripple effect. And it's a tipping point. You know, the tipping point is the critical mass is only 2-3% of something has to be known before there's a tipping point, either on the collective consciousness or the zero point field or the cosmic record or the Akashic record, whatever you want to call it. I mean, so just what you have done, look at the ripples it's caused, but tell everybody how they can get to that point. I mean, like, I know you've got the mystic experience, the mysticalexperience.com. That's your website.
Yes.
Okay.
The mysticalexperience.com.
So give everybody just a few tips right now on how they can get from where they are, which they may think is really depressing and not where they want to be, but it's just a spiraling up of your vibration, right?
Well, right now, I mean, we've got some gifts for your fans, for your listeners, for your students as well, some free gifts. But for now, you are able to shift your paradigm, your old thinking. You can do something right now. You can reinvent yourself through affirmations, through visualization, clean out your closets, do something different every day that you've never done before. If you don't exercise, exercise every day. I don't care if it's just jumping jacks. Do something to uplift your vibration. Watch funny movies. Monty Python is my favorite. Watch something funny and irreverent. You know, do things to every day uplift someone else in your world. Every single day, even if you can't see them right now, call them, send them a funny video. The Silly Walk by Monty Python Flying Circus with John Cleese is hysterical. I mean, just send them funny, but every day do something to make someone else happy. Always doing that, because when you are grateful for your life and you do something to uplift somebody else, it brings you into a higher vibration. At the end of the day, you feel fulfilled within yourself. There are so many things that you can do. I'm not just talking about material things and exercise, but it's all about consciousness. And because everything is consciousness, you have the ability to do anything that you want to do. It's just A, B, C, D. But until your frequency goes up, you'll still go backwards. So you have to do that. You must find a teacher that can transmit light, because I was doing it for years and working with the great Bob Proctor and Louise Hay and all these other people that I work with. None of them were enlightened, none of them. But they are great people. They're very good teachers. They're very good people. But they can't dissolve the old paradigm. Only the light can do that. Begin to practice meditation. Find a teacher that can transmit light to you. I can mention a few beside myself. I mean, my teacher isn't teaching anymore, but she might one day. Her name's Kundalini. There's Bratzo, who does silent gazing. He's definitely enlightened. There's Guruji, his name is Mahendra Trivedi. I mean, I don't know many enlightened people, but I know those people. And once you have light transmitted to you, you've got to do it on your own, but you can't do it alone. It's very, very challenging. You have to have been enlightened many, many lifetimes before to be able to go into an awakening on your own. It's nearly impossible. But you can do it if you find...
When you're in a group, number one, the vibration of the group helps you raise your vibration, right? Music is also another amazing way to get your vibration raised. Have you read The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles?
Oh, actually, I've done an audio version of that book years and years and years ago where I add all the music to it, and I do an explanation at the end of each chapter about how it works.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Well, you know, Rhonda Byrne used that book to write The Secret. And, you know, one of the lessons is leave everyone with the impression of increase, you know? And
well, Rhonda Byrne has bought every product I've ever had years before she did The Secret.
Oh, I love that. Oh, my gosh, because you guys are back from Australia. What a connection. How amazing. But, you know, leaving everyone with the impression of increase has nothing to do with money. It's opening a door for them or smiling at them or hugging them when we get back to that. Or sending a nice text. What happens is, as you know, whatever you put back has to come back to you, because it's the nature abhors a vacuum. So whatever you're putting out, increase, it's got to come flowing back to you. I mean, it's the law, it's vibration, it's, I teach quantum physics, everything, you know, that's part of mine. I was a divorce attorney for 40 years. And then now my program.
Yeah, I love the name of your podcast. Saw that, I just went, oh, this is going to be a doozy.
It is.
It's going to be great.
As an attorney, I had to give them evidence and credibility and documentation. And so when I teach, that's what I do. You have to give them, you know, it's quantum physics, it's science. And that helps their belief system to get a little higher.
What you do,
obviously just explodes it through the ceiling. But to get them to at least think, this is not just crazy shit. there is documentation about this. It allows them to start doing investigation and reading your books. And you've got some books out. The one that you wrote with Bob is Become a Magnet with Money. Is that Magnet with Money? Is that the one you wrote with Bob?
Through the Sea of Unlimited Consciousness, the second half of the book I wrote on my own. And it's all about the different levels of consciousness so people can see, at least be aware of where they are in consciousness, what level they're at. So it really goes deeply into that, tells the difference between depression and a dark night of the soul, what an awakening is, when you're ready to go out, are you a strong enough swimmer? If you're not yet, don't try to go and save souls. Put the oxygen mask on yourself
back
first.
On yourself.
Yeah.
I love that. Now that's available on Amazon too, right?
Yes.
Is that okay? But you have a new book out, The Magic of Affirmative Affirmation Power, right? Is that your new book?
Yeah.
Oh, tell us about your new book. Tell us about your new book.
It's my first book I ever wrote. And at an event last year that I was putting on, I had a lot of old copies. So I just gave them away. And I got all this feedback from people. Affirmations. Wow, I didn't know you did that, Michelle, because I sort of had stopped doing it when I was just teaching meditation and deeper, you know, mysticism. And I was like, oh my God, that is what healed me. What am I doing? I've got to rewrite that book and re-release it and just put a little bit more depth in it, but it's still basically the same book that I originally wrote. And I've put all these links in there to give free my visualization programs, something I did with Bob Proctor called Turbocharged Goal Setting with Action, that we did together years and years ago.
Wow.
One of the first things we ever did. So I'm giving away tons of products that I want people to, because not everyone is the same. Somebody might think, well, I think I'd rather try visualization. I'd rather, you know, do a left brain sort of a thing. It's like way back when I was teaching this, when at first, you know, because of my own healing, I had proof because of my own healing, but we didn't really have as much scientific evidence as there is today. So it was very, very challenging to get people to understand it. So I used to just make it fun and light, because otherwise they just think you're woo-woo and you're off your head.
Oh, that's my favorite. Yeah, woo-woo. Which,
yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that, because there's now science and theology and spirituality.
Yes.
Yeah,
I love that there is the quantum physics and the science behind proving it. Because some people, not everyone's going to wake up and go, oh, I love God, I'm going to do this, I can do it.
Right.
I can do it. They have faith in science, so
that's
that helps them have faith in what can work to change their consciousness. So
and a little bit of faith and a little bit of belief, you feel a little different. You're up the spiral. You've got a different vibration. You're seeing different things in your life.
Absolutely.
You know, I love that once you're up in a vibration, you are vibrating at a level, seeing things that have always been there. You just have never seen them, right? Because you weren't on that vibration. You go, oh, what a coincidence that's there. Like, and it's not, it's always been there. We just haven't been able to see it.
Yeah.
You know?
It melts away. You know, the Buddhists call it the veil lifting. You have these satoris bit by bit, a knowingness. Cause so many people think, oh, I know that because they've read it, but no, you know it only when you've had the experience, the personal experience.
I love that, because experience teaches, right? Words don't
teach. People go out there and teach something they haven't experienced, and the person they're teaching doesn't get the
vibration, the frequency.
The vibration of it, exactly.
Understanding, right.
It's like,
and then,
you're not going to go to a piano teacher to teach you piano who can't play piano.
Right. Yeah. And so, you know, you they go to these seminars and they are so uplifted, and by the next Thursday, they forget everything because they haven't been taught to get to a different vibration. And,
yes.
You know, it's an everyday, every moment thing, right? I mean, we have to learn to disrupt our subconscious mind continually during the day. And I use the word disrupt when I teach, because I tell people to leave clues all day long, because we don't even know we're on autopilot, right?
Yeah.
We don't even know we're in our subconscious mind.
I mean, Bob Proctor, out of all the people that I've worked with, and I've worked with, I mean, there's just a huge list of people. he is the most sincere, and he does have a love for the divine and a love for people. He loves to see people succeed. So any of, you know, you've studied with him, and it's obvious, right? Because your vibration is a fast vibration, and
that makes me feel very good. An enlightened person,
I can feel the joy in you. I can see you.
Oh, Paula. And I love what I do, and I love what you do, and I love that I am not enlightened. I was a mean ass divorce attorney, and I had to. So, you know, to get me to a higher level was one thing, but man, I'm just so thrilled that there's people like you that have gone through that and that are sharing. I love the fact that you are giving things away, because I think that gets people at least their toe in the water. But I want everybody to understand that you have to invest in yourself to be able to get to a higher level. So, you know, I'm sure Michelle's got some programs that allow you to do that. So do you have some programs that they can get involved in that they need to invest in themselves, because you get out of it what you put into it. And if you don't put anything into it, sometimes you don't really work it. So tell us about what you've got. Tell us how they go. Oh, she's holding something up. Those on the radio, she's holding up her book, The Magic Affirmation Power. And it's going to be on YouTube too, but right now they're just going to be listening to it. So
yeah, if you go to Michelle Blood, and it's 1L, michelleblood.com/lawyer of attraction. Don't you love that? Lawyer of Attraction. You'll get the ebook version, and you'll get all those other free products.
I love that. So say that again for everybody.
michelleblood.com/lawyer of attraction. And you can get that. But if you want to do something to go deeper into consciousness and to really get those veils lifted, I highly recommend you go to themysticalexperience.com and just check it out, because once you're part of that, and I'm serious, it's not a religious thing like you would think. It is very, very practical. And when you learn, and lots of laughter, and you get to meet the most awesome individuals from all over the world when we have our webinars and live streams, and again, live events when we can start those again. I mean, but you know, musevation.com, I've got tons of products and programs on that. And you just go to see something that you're attracted to. But I highly recommend that you listen to the music. In the book, I've also given you links to some of my favorite affirmation power song, Musevation songs. So you can just listen to them. And if you like them, you can go to musevation.com and get the entire CDs. There's about, I don't know, 10 different varieties, motivation for success, for healing.
That's just so amazing and generous. So kids, let's talk about that word, musevation. Musevation, right? Right?
Yeah, M-U-S-I-V for victory, A-T-I-O-N for Norway.
Musevation. I love it. Music and transformation, right?
Yeah.
I love
Linda
it.
Proctor named that.
I love that. So Bob's wife named that, because, you know, people like they say that they want to be inspired, but transformation is totally different. Tell us about transformation. It's literally changing who you are.
Well, transformation is, if you want to look at it this way, like look at this little bowl.
Look at this. I like
this little bowl. I've got a little bowl, little Tibetan bowl. Uh-huh. So imagine that's a diamond floating on an ocean of light. You are that diamond. In that floating on that ocean of light, that is your soul. That is your higher consciousness. You are immortal consciousness. You never die. You just get a new car. No one's going to cry about getting a new car, are they?
Right.
And so you never, ever die. You go through these incredible experiences. But what happens is every experience that you have emotionalized, even the good ones, you get a little bubble. Especially the ones that have been very, very hurtful. Someone called you a bad name. You might have got a spanking when you're a kid. It doesn't matter. You end up getting these little bubbles of clogging up that diamond. So you can't feel that you're one with everything yet. So you get reactionary instead of responding. You still have reaction.
We got to learn to respond to things inside out, then react to what the environment is.
And it can't be done. I'm telling you for sure, it can't be done completely. You cannot completely get rid of those reactions and those fears until those bubbles from the past that are hooked to you, you're hooked to that past experience, until they dissolve. They've got to be
She's
first.
Popping bubbles with her mouth. I'm just pointing that out.
And okay. The light, when it's transmitted to you, and when you meditate, that dissolves it. Otherwise, it's very, you can oscillate at a much higher vibration and have a wonderful life and be a great person, but you'll still have times when you'll be in fear because you don't know what's going to happen and that you may be a little confused about what the next thing to do is, and you may still feel occasionally, not all the time anymore because you've really healed yourself through working on yourself, you'll still feel reactionary, mm-hmm. like someone's judging you. Or maybe you judge a little bit. But once they are dissolved, you're stronger. You're so strong. It's nothing weak about enlightenment. You are strong individual and you see. And you can
do that. You, Michelle, can do that. Through
Everyone
the
can do it.
Well, but you're helping. You're the one shining the light, right, in the mystical experience. So that you can do that through the internet, through other people, because of course you can, because we're all connected on this huge... Right. Energy matrix, right? We're all connected anyway. We're all one.
The internet is a blessing
in
so many ways.
It
really is, particularly now.
And communication. So when they get on these webinars with you, do you meet monthly with people on this mystical experiment? Do you experience?
Oh, yes, we do it sometimes twice a month, sometimes three times a month, do live streams, depending on what level they decide to come in at. I transmit light to people. To them individually with their photograph. I pray for whatever they want to have me pray for them. They learn how to meditate themselves. And even if they don't want to practice meditation, they're still in that aura of positive frequency that assists their life. I mean, one of our members, I'd call them family really, her son, so autistic, so desperately autistic that he would just scream and yell all the time. And just, your heart, and just gorgeous little boy. And I would transmit light. She got me to transmit light to him. You know, he wasn't a member or anything, but she was. And I said, yeah, I'll transmit light. Send me his photograph. And within a year, he's speaking.
Oh.
He's cool with people. He can go to the theater. He went in England, where they're from, to go and see The Lion King three times. He couldn't be around anyone before that.
Right.
He'd absolutely freak out. And she said it was really interesting. He drew me. He didn't know what I looked like. He drew this blonde woman because he started creating these beautiful sketches and he slept with it every night. And he said, that's my angel.
Oh, I love that.
Because he can see what we can't.
Those are miracles, right? Those are miracles.
Yes.
So and I don't know about anybody else out there, but I'm going and I'm signing up as soon as we get done.
And at the moment, I'm doing a free webinar or live stream every single morning. People are coming on from all over the world.
Oh, I love it.
Because it's important for people to be able to have laughs and jokes and we scream out our affirmations together. And I do a light transmission for everyone in a prayer. And that's all you have to do is go to receivedivinelight.com and you can come to any free webinar that I'm going to continue to do until lockdown is over.
receivedivinelight.com. So that is one reason I don't want the lockdown to go away. No, I do want the lockdown to go away. But do it for a little while. I don't know when they're going to do it in California. But
oh, no, Kansas, I do. I do a free live stream at least once a month.
Oh, how much fun.
Yeah.
So in Kansas, we don't have it in Kansas, so we do social distancing anyway. So that hasn't been
That's the first place I went to in America was Kansas City.
Oh, my daughter lives in Kansas City, and she works with autistic kids. She's got a PhD
beautiful.
In psychology. So
they're angels.
Close
they
to
are
her
angels.
Heart. They are. They're here to teach
they
us.
They are
things.
Angels. They have, you know, a pure consciousness because they're not thinking the same way as other people do. So they are more living in the eternal light than normal people.
It's
they
just
are
we,
angels.
We end up thinking they're not complying with what we want them to do. So there's where the judgment comes in. I love the indigo children and star children that they're just on a different frequency than we are.
They are. They
and
are
evolving,
angels.
You know?
I really, you know, to give people compassion, love. I mean, there's so many lessons that, you know, parents that are born with an autistic child, I think are blessed.
And that's probably a difficult thing at times for them to think, but I think if they could get a bigger picture and get enlightened, I mean, what a blessing you are. And I hate the fact that we're running out of time. Would you come back on in a few weeks? And
yeah, hear absolutely. Some more about this and- Paula, I think you're awesome. I just love your energy. I think you're just a beautiful, bright, bright, bright spirit. And I, people that know me, no, I never say stuff like that unless it's true.
Oh,
I'm not going to feed anybody's ego. It's the opposite. I want their ego to die, and I want the bright star, their diamond, like you. You're a diamond.
Oh, thank you. I can't tell you how much that means to me. So tell us one more time how they can get a hold of you. And your books are on Amazon. So if they put in Michelle Blood on Amazon.
Oh, yeah. This.
And there's DVDs, right? There's CDs, there's DVDs.
And tons of products.
And that's on Amazon, right?
Yeah. Barnes and Noble, everywhere.
Okay. So that you guys iTunes, are one click away. iTunes. Amazon is delivering. I'm telling you, because I order every day.
Right. And my music you can download on iTunes or on musivation.com.
Oh, I'm going to do that. Okay. And so then your website is?
TheMysticalExperience.com.
Okay.
And musivation.com. And, of course, to get the light every day for free, receivedivinelight.com. I mean, I've got tons of websites. I've even got mystical and positive ringtones, ringtonesforsuccess.com. I mean,
you mean ringtones like this? So every time your phone rings?
Yeah.
I love that.
You can wake up to I'm a magnet to money, or you can wake up to, you know, divine love or whatever you want.
Oh, okay. Next time you're going to sing a lot because I love your voice. I mean, I think music.
Sing-alongs are great. Yeah, I can play the music at the same time. Absolutely.
Oh, I love it. And you know, music and nature are two ways. If people are really down right now, go turn on Michelle's music or get out in nature because those are the two things that'll raise your vibration. And I love meditation. I don't know why people are so resistant, but that's a huge way to get connected, right?
Yes. Yes.
And I love your epiphanies. I'm so sorry you had to go through what you did, but I'm so grateful and we are so blessed you did because look what you brought to the world.
Well, thank you, Paula.
Thank you so much.
And I always thank, I thank God, of course, but I thank Bob Proctor for all the good work he's done. And I definitely thank my teacher, Kundalini. She woke me up, her light.
Oh, and you know, people are here. They're placed here to be in your life for a reason. We all need to realize that and recognize who's in our life, not only that are going to help us, that we can help other people, that we can spread this. Because, you know, a stone in a pond can send out a ripple that we have no idea how it's going to affect. You know, and you have no idea how many people you are affecting, Michelle. And I'm so, so thankful that you are here. Thankful that you are here on my show, but thankful that you are here in my lifetime and in our lifetime. So thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
God bless you, Paula. I'm going to send you some light later. Actually, it's already happening, but still.
I'm going to leave us on so we can. Okay. And we will be right back.
Thanks.
Woohoo. We are back from talking to Michelle. Was she fun or what? Okay, she's just darling. You've got to get on her website and there's videos of her like jumping. I can't even jump, but jumping all over the place and the energy that she gives out. And, you know, I can't suggest any stronger that you guys check her out because I think she's the light that this world needs right now. And she can really help answer some questions. And I want to thank her and I want to thank this platform for allowing me to share these things with you and that I get to share my message with you because that's my purpose and my passion. I literally jumped off the deep end. I went from practicing law and, you know, kicking ass and taking names and doing a bang up job to knowing that my soul was calling me to do this. And I know this is where I'm supposed to be. And I know this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And I am absolutely thrilled that I have been able to share some of this with you. Michelle's information and my information. And my book is on Amazon. Also, The Lawyer and the Law of Attraction. It's a great, easy read. It's fun. It's got some great ideas. So that's something you can do when you don't have anything else to do, because I know we're all sitting around kind of twiddling our thumbs. And you can go to my website, lawyerofattraction.com. There's a free 7-day magic of intention, you get a email. Literally, it takes you 30 seconds to read, but it's an intention, right? We talked about intention with Michelle, that you have to have an intention, then something's going to happen. And it kind of helps you set those for the day. So that's another good idea. I just want to thank you for being here. I want to tell you how honored I am that, as Ram Dass said, we are all just walking each other home and we are on this journey together. This is Paula Kidd Casey, and I am the Law of Attraction.
Thank you for joining Paula Kidd Casey on Lawyer of Attraction Radio Show. For more information about Paula programs and her book, please visit www.lawyerofattraction.com. Until next week, may you experience the magic of manifesting genuine abundance.